Evet. Evet, siz kasılır demiyorum. Bunu da yürü, yaşama. Ütfeye başa, yaşama. Aslı Hazal, en vakit barıfı, en omari, en ötsü, yaşama. Ötsü şem, iyi etsar. Şem, asla, şiir mutfanı. Tachlis of the agreeers that should be any year, Yerushima. So, like all the Chazal, you can learn it like when we are God, the Stan. Stan is. Yeah. Year is a good thing, the Russian. Created the world for good things. Of course, year is a very, very precious oitzer, precious treasure, and of course, it pays to create a world for a year. Why not a year? Why not a half? Why not another? What's the Indian of this? What makes a year so special that Chazal use it as the Ein lo kach baruch ela oitzah Yerushima. In other words, nothing but Yerushima. So, I would say that it means that all midos that we have is like we imitate sort of a resemblance of Hashem. Whatever Hashem does, we do. Mahu af atar. Mahu racham af atar racham. Mahu chanan af atar chanan. When Hashem has a habit to us, we have a habit to Hashem. He l'doidi v'doidi li. Another devotion is an honor. We also have to have another. Devotion does chesed, we have to do chesed. Yira, even though Ba'aymik, Chassidus, and Kabbalah, there is an ending of Yira by Hashem too. I won't go into it now, but it's an ending, a very pneumistic ending, how it's shy to say that the devotion has Yira. But we'll still speak with Pashtus. Yira is something that it's not shy that the one should have year. From what do you have year? Year is called always Yir HaShamayim. Chazal say Yir HaShamayim. What's the meaning of Shamayim? Why they use the word Shamayim? Sometimes you say Yir HaShem, but the most of the times the regular lashon Chazal is Yir HaShamayim. Shamayim means something that's above you, that's higher than you. Yir HaShamayim. You have Yir from something that's sublime, it's higher, it's like Shammai. If you're low, and this is high, you have to have Yir from. So nothing is Shai Chas V'Shalom by Hashem to say it's higher than Hashem Chas V'Shalom. So Yir is something that the Rebbein Shalom created along with the world. When the Rebbein Shalom created the world, created Ma'aseh Bereishis, the creation, was Neschadish, a new Indian, which wasn't there before, Kiviyachal, to say. The Indian of Yir. Because the Indian of a Nivra should have Yir from the Moir. So if you ask, what did the Rebbein Shalom accomplish by Bria Zayim? What does the Rebbein Shalom have from his world? Something that was never there before. Kapanim in the plain sense. It's Yir. Yir, before creation, there was no Indian of Yir. Kiviyachal. And after creation, there's a Metzius that should be someone who has Yir from Hashem. Midas HaYira was the Schadish, was created, sort of, to speak, together with the creation. Ein Leila Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alamo Devotion wasn't the Chadish anything in the world. Ela Oitzah SheYira Shema. The whole world is the Oitzah of Yira Shema. So the meaning of Yira, as many Madregas, it's a very fundamental middah, Yira. Something that every niver, every creation should have from Hashem, of course, is many madregas. You know that the first madrega is the ending of Yiras Einish. Yiras Einish. Yiras Einish also has many madregas. There are certain tzaddikim from the Baal Musa of Rabbi Salantim. I say the Baal Musa of Rabbi Salantim because I might have mentioned in Shmos before that Musr doesn't have to be dafk in the derech of Rabbi Sosa Lant. Many people relate everything to Musr, that like the derech of Musr of Rabbi Sosa Lant, of the literature yeshivas. Musr is something that has many drachim. Musr is Divrei Chazal. Musr is a Yisoid in Yiddishkeit. Doesn't have to be dafke the derech hamyuchet of Rabbi Sosa Lant. Derech hamyuchet was his derech hamusr. It's a derech hamusr of Rabbi Sosa Lant. In other words, it could be a chassid, it could be a whatever, it could be a sfarad, it could be anything, and be a bal musr. Musr is something that's koil everything. It's koil many drachim. It's koil as many. It's Divrei Chazal. It's Divrei Chazal and the Divrei Torah are full of musr. But it could be called Yiddishkeit. It doesn't have to be called musr. But the Indian of the Derech HaMusa, that they made it, they used the Derech HaMusa as a Derech for Bnei Aliyah too, a Derech on Avodah. You want to shtay, you want to get closer to Hashem, and be a Oved Hashem. And the Derech of Rabbi Sosa Salant, he used Yeres HaEinish as a very important ingredient for Baal Avodah too, for Baal Medrege, about Bnei Aliyah too. And this is a machloikis, a little bit. Machloikis is two drachim, it's a different drachim. There's a certain year that everyone has to have. It's a year which doesn't pertain dafke to when you go into the oilam of avodah, of bnei aliyah, of getting closer to Hashem, to be a real oilam of Hashem. It's pasha to be a yid, to be a Jew, to be a Hashem Torah. It says you have to have year. Whereas year means that you have to train yourself. You have to get used to the idea, and you have to put a certain discipline in your system. But things are not hefker. Things are not just to do what you want. Everything that a person does means something, and he's going to give a demechashim for everything that he does. He's going to have to either have schar or have a einish. He'll get rewarded, or he'll suffer for the things that he does. Everything means something. In other words, I think it's hefker. A small child, that's the first chinuch that a small child has when he's born. Today, it needs more chizuk. It used to be that the discipline was much stronger, and the yira was much stronger. Today is a very lax world. Everything is hafki, you could do. The derech hachinuch is very easygoing. So that's not really the derech of Yiddishkeit. Maybe we'll explain it. But as man as you could be a little koich is the nerves are not so. In many ways, the many reasons that you can't be so strict like in the olden times. But still, there's a certain strictness, a certain yira that you have to have. Things are not hefke. The teacher is a small child. Also, the Chazal are full of that. The Torah are full of that. You're gonna get the Vechashm. Everything that you do, you're gonna get it. You'll have to be accounted for. There's gonna be a Vechashm on everything that you do. That's a chinuch that everyone has to have. You don't have to think so much about it because you have to have it in your system. You have to be trained into it when you're born. When you say a child, this is asr, so you don't have to explain anything. But asr is asr, asr, asr. You can't do it. It's asr to do. It's chilul Shabbos. You don't have to explain anything. But of course, in the back of his mind, he'll know that there's a big hanum. It's something he can't do. It's just. It's impossible to do that. It's you're Pasha Yisrael. You don't have to say anything. You're Oyvav the Shofar. That's all. It's a training that every Yid has to have. And this is a Yira which is Shai Chlal, not to Baal Nervoida. It's a Shai Chlal to the basic training of Kiyim Torah Mitzvahs. And this is Yira Zoynish. It's really, it's a certain way. It's Yira Zoynish. You're responsible for everything that you do. And there's going to be a Din L'Chaim on everything that you do. That's all. You have to train the children, you have to train yourself. When you say something is also, it's mamish, you can't do it. Now when you speak to Bnei Aliyah, you speak to people that want that even more closer to Hashem. after the Sogel and the Lukus, and real being the kind, the Torah, the real Derech Avodah. So, in this there's a certain difference between Pnimi Satoyim and Nikla Satoyim. Pnimi Satoyim, the Zohar says, Yeres Einish, it's not called the real year. The Zohar is sort of criticized, and my English is not the best thing, I know, always the right word. It puts away a little meaning of Yeres Einish. Zohar says, Yeres Einish means you're afraid from the Sitracha, not afraid from Hashem, you're afraid from the Ritzua, from the strap, from the, you're not afraid, you're afraid of the spanking, you're not afraid of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So he says a very strong Lashon. That's called Yeres Einish. And it's not really Yeres Hashem. Let's say Bechsidim, they didn't build their Avodah, for Bnei Ali at least, on the meaning of Yeres Einish. They made a more emphasis on Yeres Hareimimus, on having the awe from the greatness of Hashem, and Havas Hashem. Yeres Einish wasn't so much, they didn't do so much in Yeres Einish. Bala Musa worked very much on Yeres Einish. Hora Shoshana by Bala Musa, by Chassidim, it's Hora Shoshana is the sweetest day of all year. The day of Malch HaShemayim, Imam Lach Rebbeinu Shloim, it's you wait a whole year for Rosh Hashanah, it's Malch HaZachayim Shafres, it's the moment, the secrets of being Imam Lach Rebbeinu Shloim. By the Lutfish Chayyim, it's the Yom Adin. Yom Adin. Fear of the Yom Adin, you're going to be down on everything for a whole year, everything that's going to happen a whole year, not a whole year, a whole life, and a whole asset, the whole is going to be determined in this day. Rosh Hashanah, you're standing b'fnei din. So first, we'll explain why Derech HaMusar Rosh Hashanah made such an emphasis on the Din of Yeres Einish. When the Chayyim should have made more emphasis on years, on the high year, like the Zohar says, it's a child. So the Shalom himself says that Yeres Einish is only good for Noshim, for Ketana. It's a very easy year to have. And so the Shalom is a Sefer HaMusa. So what's the Indian, the mile of making an Asik and making a big Indian of Yeres Einish? I would say, and it's my own chiddush, perhaps, I'm not saying it's mukhir, it has to do with the derech, the way of thinking. You could say the sherish and nefesh, and if you'd say in a plain lush, you would say the nature of the literature of Gedolim. The literature, they're very thorough, and everything that they do, they're very thorough. They learn a sugya. Yes, it will be up to daf beis. It used to be a few weeks, 3 weeks, but today it's already a few months. They're still up to daf beis. They do a sugya. Everything very thorough. Grintlachat, like you say in Yiddish. It's very, very amus with the whole oimik. It's very strong by them, the meaning of tefasta, meriba loy tefasta, mir tefasta. You toy for something, all it's. With the ganzes up with all the strength. So it's very natural that they can't go past Yeres Einish, because Yeres Hareimus comes after Yeres Einish. So he didn't quetch through Yeres Einish still. He weren't type as Yeres Einish. You can't go to Daf Gimel, which is Yeres Hareimus, if you didn't finish Daf Beis. Daf Beis is Yeres Einish. So you have to be very thorough first in Yeres Einish. And it takes a long time to be thorough in Amida, in Yeres Einish. So it's like they learn a sugya and they can't go after. You can't skip. You can't. You're fooling yourself. You go to Yeres Hareimus when you're not toifas all the lamdas and all the Reb Chaims and all the and everything on Yeres Einish. So you have to be very thorough on Yeres Einish. That would be, let's say, the first explanation, perhaps. But it goes further than that. That first, that Yiras Einish is by Reb Sosalanta, not only Yiras Einish, it's Amunah. It's not, you're not working on Yiras Einish, you're working on Amunah. If you believe, and you have a real Amunah, which is called Amunah Chushes, Amunah, which is like a sense, like you see, like you hear. So Amunah is also, when you have Amunah, it's like you see the Amunah. You see the facts. You're seeing, you're hearing, you're living with them. So if you know that there's a Yom Adin, let's say if you would know there would be this Yom Adin in this world. In 3 days from now, you're going to have a Yom Adin. 30 days from now, you'll have a Yom Adin. After 70 years, you have a big Yom Adin. And this Yom Adin is going to determine if you go, if you're in the Hanavis of Ashkenaz, or if you go into such a Shoyl Tachtus, such a Gehanam, there's a very, very terrible Gehanam. Gehanam is a very terrible place to be. We shouldn't think so much. I'm a chassid, so don't think too much about it. And the Rosh is going to give you a chizik, even Gehanam too. But there is a Gehanam. There is such a thing as a Gehanam. Well, maybe it can't be too elaborate on it. Well, maybe we'll mazbir. There's a terrible Gehanam. The Ramban says, all the Surim of Eve, is not doesn't come close to 1 second again, one minute again. That was a terrible thing. So if you know that, so how can you do aver? How can you do aver? You can't do an aver. So if you do aver, it's obviously you're not living with the right amunah. You don't have the right amunah. The amunah by you is not seen by you. It's not grasped by you as a fact, as a plain fact. If you would have this Yom Adin, the same Yom Adin, if you would have it in this world, you wouldn't be able to do it. So when you're working on Yiras Einish, you're really working on Amun. It's Lav Davki Yiras Einish. And you could expand this Indian of Yiras Einish to Amun Chushes. And Chachma Musa worked very much on Amun Chushes. Amun should be by you a fact. Like a fact in this world, everything which with Amun should be visualized by you and thought about as a fact in this world. That's the one ending of years of Einish, is sort of bringing out into the open an ending of Amun. And the second ending in that is that it works very good. Just the tetzos, the results of it, it's very effective. Years of Einish is very effective. If you can't do an aver, if you know the Einish, you wouldn't do an aver. You could be, you think a lot about Yiras Haraimus, the sweetness of Yiras Haraimus and all things, but it wouldn't like force you, it wouldn't put you against the wall not to do an aver like Yiras Einish. If someone stands with a stick, it's going to work very good. In other words, the goof of the person and the Yetzer Hara, the goof doesn't, they don't understand a different language. That's their language. You can't talk to a goof, you can't talk. With Nyon and Neshama, with Ruchni, it's not his language. You take it, like it was once Chassidim once went to the Rabbi, or Balagolo, you know, Goyish Balagolo, and this guy, on the middle of the way, he said, I'm not going any further, you have to give me all your belongings, and everything is going to be mine, and I'm going to take it, and then I'll take it, unless... Not that I'll leave you middle of the forest, the middle of that. Then, so the Chassidim started bargaining with him and started begging him and bargaining and talking and trying. So the Radzina was there too. He was a very sharp person. And he took it to the forest. Took a big stick, and he started hitting him. You're going, or else I'll kill you on the spot. And it worked very good. He went to, and he took them to the plug. So they asked him, how do you have such a good aid? He said, why don't you understand? You're talking to him in a language that he doesn't understand. You're talking to him Chinese. When you talk to him, say, this guy doesn't understand. He only understands the stick. So I taught him his language. What a big chiddush. He can't speak the Englishman Chinese. He doesn't understand when you talk to him, safely, he doesn't work. So the goof, The goof understands the stick much better than understands seichel. Because we say all ideas why it's not right to be over the Ratzon Hashem, and why it's so terrible, so you're so selfish and you're so whatever, you're doing the wrongest thing by being over. Very good, but the goof to understand that. So it's wrong. So it's not right. So it's low. So it's whatever it is. So what? So what? So, but a stick is not so bad. So you take it, so it's very effective. So that's another reason why the Psos Alanta made a big opinion. In other words, you should be clean from Averis, that's all. It's going to work, that's you can be clean from Averis. It's very important to be if you not to do Averis. It's not the void of the year, it's the results of the year. It's what the year accomplishes. It's the accomplishment of the year. This is the main idea of the Indian of the Indian of Yiras Anish. Let's try to imagine. Let's say there was a Holocaust. Yeah? Holocaust is a terrible thing. Now let's say if the Gedolim, there was a reason why the Gedolim, let's explain the reason. They didn't warn the people. That's one of the reasons that the Holocaust was so terrible and it shocked everyone. Because they weren't warned before. If the Gedolim would have warned, they told them, you have to do tshuva. All of Klal Yisrael have to do a big tshuva. You have to do this, you have to do that, you have to start learning a lot, you have to be more, whatever you have to do, you have to be sucking, you have to. There was a lot of chil Shabbos before the war, a lot of people went astray. There was a lot of kilkulam, all the organizations, the communists, the Zionists and the communists, and all the organizations took their toll from Klal Yisrael, Mamish. Many people became not firm, whatever. There's a reason for the Holocaust. There's some reason that we don't know from previous days, whatever. There's a reason. So the Gedolei Yisrael start darshaning that you shouldn't start doing kibbutz because it's coming the Holocaust. But one of the reasons they weren't given rishus to darsh that the version wasn't megalah to them. And maybe for a plain reason, because if the Russian knew that, if they don't start dashing, no one is going to listen to them. So everyone would become a Zionist. People don't like to hear this language. If someone comes to Manazan and say, no, there's going to be a big atomic war, has to show, and whatever, he'd start doing tshuva. So he wouldn't have a minion by his drush. No one would come to him. People don't like to hear it. That's all, they're not on the bedrag, that they should warn themselves. Or whatever. The Russian wasn't Miguel. When the Holocaust came, maybe people could have asked, if I would have known before, it would have been different. When a person comes up to Gehenna, comes up there in Shemayim, it's a little bit Gehenna. So maybe many times he would wonder, why didn't my rabbis tell me about this? Why didn't they tell me about this? If I would have known that this is such a din v'cheshbon, if I would have known that this is such a oimik din, and you have to pay so much for an avera, you suffer so much for every avera, that would have been different. Why did my rabbis and every drasha, they should have warned me about it? So, that's exactly what Rav Psos Alanta did. He warned you. He said, you should know, don't be surprised, you should know there's an Einish. You should mean that you have to have Yiras Hashem, that's all. Isn't it right that the priest should be warned before? Of course it's right. And that's, he made an emphasis on that. Now it's a kasha of the chassidim. Why didn't the chassidim make it? It's very important. Yiras Hashem is very important. First of all, in the derech avodah, in the darkei avodah, the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to be over. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want us to be over the Hashem because of the stick. That's not the tachlis. The Rebbeinu Shem, it works. It's good for the scholars of avodah. It's good for the schol. Chassidim only every time expect that a person to lift themselves higher than the schools of it. Even though he didn't, they're not like the Bala Musa, the child that he can't go from a madrega higher, if he didn't be misaking the madrega below that, no, he could skip madregas. He could go up to higher madrega, even though many times a lower madrega wouldn't work and a higher madrega would work. In other words, it's part of the whole derech chassidus. First, Frat Bizman Azeh, it's always Amos, Bizman Azeh, Frat. People are too weak for Yiras Anish. People are not used to nothing is so strict. That's one of the reasons people are not used to, if it's right, if it's wrong, I wouldn't go into it. But people are not used. Life used to be much harsher. Even the Gashmis, everything was hard. People were used to hardships. Nothing was easy, nothing was comfortable. Everything, from big things to small things. The governments were very strict. There were a lot of dictatorships and harsh dictatorships, and the tsars were very much from anti-Semitism. It made life very, very hard, very difficult. Everything was difficult. Today we live in a very comfortable world. It's a small thing. You go into the restroom. In the old times, we went to the Beis HaKisa. Beis HaKisa was not so comfortable. The Beis HaKisa was many times it was in the field. It was very cold, and it was a real. And I didn't Beis HaKisa. Today, it's Beis HaKisa. The person don't have a didn't Beis HaKisa. It was a very, very, very unpleasant experience. Everything was unpleasant. There was mud in all the streets. Big cities, they had pavement, but usually in the streets, everything, the traveling, everything, you traveled with a buggy wagon, and everything was hard. People were trained to accept hardship, so they could accept spanking, they could accept ownership. It's a very comfortable world. Everything's comfortable. And Derech is also, it's really a higher Derech to solve everything not through hardships, not through ownership, not through punishment. If it solved the problems in a most sophisticated way, in a higher way, through explaining, to working with the roots of the problem, and that's even higher way, it's a better way. If it works, it's a better way. But you have to be on the certain madrega that it should work. Today, you have no choice because people are so used to not strictness, and that's the mitzvahs. And just they get turned off by strictness, and you can't be so strict. You have to be, and maybe it's minashamayim. It could be minashamayim that the person wants that the derech should be in a higher way. The Chosin says, Yira Hashem Yimasim. Chazal saying, "Ikus the Mashiach from Mashiach comes. Yira Hashem will be sort of imasu. They will be despised. They wouldn't be despised to have Yira Hashem." The Chosin says, "It's not a klolim. It's a bracha. That Iki Avoid will be with Ahav. Will be with Ahav. It wouldn't be with Yira." Notice the Bereshim is manic the world, and this is part of the anhog of the Bereshim. Bereshim wants it that way too. Even it comes from certain from the situations, but it's everything is with Hashgacha Pratis. The Bereshim wants the problems to be solved in a way of Ni'imus, Situs, Seichel, not so much with Anshim. But nevertheless, you have to have Anshim too. You have to know there's a place for punishment, there's a place for strictness, there's a place for discipline. A person has to learn to discipline himself, to be able to be strong enough to, when you have to do a thing, it's done. When you don't do it, it's not done. I would say that it would be a big tehillah if we make a Hasidish army and train the Bacharim to be like soldiers. I would say soldiers like soldiers going to war, but soldiers. When you get up in the morning, you have to get up in time. And if not, what does a soldier get when he doesn't get up? What does he get? He gets a spanking like mamish. He's a soldier. If people would train themselves to be like soldiers, make it much easier, the whole chinuch, the whole avoid. But today, it's like everything is lax, everything goes easy. So, it's an Indian that people just can't accept so much, so harshness and unsh. That's one of the reasons some would say, even the Bala Musa, is not so much a style. It's in a certain way, it's changed over a little to a different way that it shouldn't be so much with Yiras Ha'Anish. Also, a big ikir that the Chassidim didn't make an Esek of Yiras Ha'Anish, but that not Bzman Hazeh. A person shouldn't have a picture of the Rebbeinu Shleilam like something that's Chas V'Shalom harsh. It gives you the wrong picture of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. If a person is a big balamoyach, a big Ovid Hashem, then you could understand that everything is for the ultimate good, with Tevoscha. If you're a mature person, you can understand when you see a father spank his child, he would understand right away that it's for his good. But the child wouldn't understand. The child would think my father is a harsh person, a very harsh person. Today we are all children. We can't understand the latifcha b'chasecha when you train, probably you train to talmidim, even you train yourself on years, everything you're going to say, oh, you got to burn out. Everyone will say, oh, but she stands like a potato, it's the wrong picture. It's not true, because really it's all ha'itufcha b'chasecha, it's all for your good. The bunch is doing a big toivu with that. But since it's gonna sort of mar the image of the anhaga of the Rebbeinu Shleilu, so it's better not to be oisik so much in this sugya, be oisik in a different sugya. Rav Bachram, you know, the Reish Tzchachm was very much marach at the beginning of Yir Zoynish. The Samsoivit didn't let Bachram learn this part of Reish Tzchachm. So this is not for Bachram. They'll get nervous, it wouldn't do good for them. They'll think that Avdus Hashem is very, 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 it's very strict and harsh and terrible. They'll have a picture of Avodas Hashem, but many people, many Bachim Chas Hashem, to go off the derech because the fathers were so harsh with them, so strict with them. So they look at the whole Yiddishkeit like a Gehenna, like a whole hell. He's so strict and so ancient. So they want to take it easy, So there was a chassid that was learning in Bard, very strict Balamusa. He was a chassid, he was a Slavim chassid. And he learned in Bard. And his rabbi, the Slavim rabbi, told them he could learn the Torah, Nigla, everything. But when they learn a Musa, go out and play with the snow. Don't learn Musaq. So he didn't learn Musaq. I didn't learn Musaq with him. So the Mashgiach asked him, why don't you learn Musaq? So he says, they talk always about Olam Haba. I'm a chassid, I like Olam Haza too. This is a sweet Olam Haza. There's a very sweet avoid in Olam Haza, which makes the avoid very sweet. It gives you the true image of Hashem, the true Derech Hashem. And if you have enough sense, if you feel it and you have enough seichel, it works very good. And if you want to, in other words, that's the derech of chassidus b'chlal. Everything, I wouldn't be too marach about that. Chassidus contends like this, that the person is really two people. It's an neshama and a guf. You could judge him like an neshama, you could look at him from the perspective of an neshama, like he's an neshama, or you could look at him like he's a guf. So in other words, if you look at him like an neshama, you treat him like an neshama, he's going to become an neshama. If you treat him like a goof, he's going to become a goof. Why do you treat him like a goof? You talk always about the faults of a person, the bad middos of a person, how a person is full of ra. You talk about the onshin. You're making him into a goof. He'll forget that he's an neshama. You know, you take the Ben HaMelech, and you talk him like you have to talk to it's two people. It's a Ben HaMelech with a kafri, with a peasant. It's a peasant and a prince. The peasant and the prince came together. They became one person. So why do you make him for a peasant? Talk to him like a prince. He's a prince. Tell him, you know, you're a prince, and bring out the light of his neshama. Bring out his majestic traits, and if you treat him that way, he'll be that way. And don't treat him like a goof. The Balamusa made a big asig, a big thing of take the person apart, take him apart. You know, you take him apart and you show him all his faults. And so Bacher came to my shver, Mashgiach, Tori Das, and told the Mashgiach, no, Mashgiach should take me apart. No, I want to become good. So I'm asking the Mashiach HaToyvim. The Mashiach, please take me from. So Mashiach answered him, I could take your part, but I don't know if I'll put you back together, be able to put you back together. I could take your part, but I have to rebuild you. I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Take your person apart, so he's going to feel that he's nothing. He's, You tell him the gaiva of a person so much, and the gaiva, the taiva, and the kinnan, and everything. That's true. The goof has all these middos, and the person has to work on it. Why do you learn that sugya? Why can you learn a different sugya? Tell him you're a chelik al kanamal. Tell him you have an akuda of a lakus, which is greater than all malachim, all srafim. The Bashem has a hava to you and to all of Klal Yisrael, the greatest hava, the greatest. You have the middle that you have simcha Bashem, you have dveikis Bashem, you can daven, everything. Talk about, bring him to the oil on the shams. Why do you make a iskab to go if you can make a iskab to the sham? That's the derech achsidus. Klal, all chalkei avoidim. This is the derech achsidus. So this way too, beginning of year, you know, to be a Yid, you have to have a certain year. So, we're a mechanech, every Yid is mechanech for a certain year. But now, you want to be a Baal Avodah, go into a different sugya. Go into the sugya of years, a remnant of the sweet year, which is called Noyam Yerasecha, like the Aaron Kalina says, Noyam Yerasecha, the Noyam, the sweetness of the year. Year is very sweet. Sweetness of inyan and rochniyam can't be explained really. They could be explained, but it's much more that you experience it than it could be explained. Once you experience it, the explanation is useless. It's nothing. It's meaningless. If you don't experience it, you could have a certain explanation, but it's not. It's not even similar. It's not anywhere close to the experience of it. Something that has to be experienced. Ruchni is like the pasuk this week. The Bash could have told Avraham Avinu, go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, lech lechom, aretzchom, lata, to Eretz Yisrael. Why did Bash ask Araka? The Bash said, it's a land that you have to see. I can't explain what it is until you see it. I'll tell you Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you know Eretz, you want to know what it is. Ask Araka, I'll show it to you, you'll see it, you'll know what it means. So, Ruchni has to be seen, has to be experienced, you have to live with it. And once you have it, then it doesn't need an explanation. It's just happens. It's a phenomenon which just has to be experienced. That's all. Every sweetness in Ruchni is everything which has to do with the Rabbeinu Shlom, everything that either comes through the channel of Ahava, comes to the channel of Yira, whatever it comes to, the channel of Teferis, of all midos of the Rebbeinu Shlom, every connection that you have to Hashem, irregardless of which way it is, of which derech it is a sweetness for the Nisham. Nisham feels a sweetness which is called a ni kirvas alakim li toiv. It's very toiv to be close to Hashem. It's the light of Hashem. It's the sunlight. You don't have to explain the sunlight. It's the light of Hashem, the Oyer Hashem. The Chiv and Neilcha Oyer Hashem. Yira is a certain Hasag in the Rebbeinu Shlom, which comes through the channel of Yira. So you have the awesomeness that you experience by seeing something which is seeing the Rebbeinu Shlom, seeing, understanding it, because it's a sweet experience. The Neshama just nahana from it. You can't explain why Neshama has a no to say Nishmas. Take a Nishmas, take in the week they say Nishmas, explain, say, so what's so sweet about it? Nishmas Kolchai, Tavara. When you say Nishmas on Shabbos, and the Bush helps you, but you have the feeling of the Nishmas, then it's a Tam Ganeidin. You can't separate from this Nishmas. Say Nishmas Kolchai, every voice is so sweet, every word is so sweet. It's, why is it so sweet? I don't know, that's how it is. It works. That's a fact. It's a Oyer Hashem. That's all. It's a natural teva and nature of the neshama to feel a big noyam, big sweetness, any type of kirbus aliki. If you want to explain it a little, bring it in other words, explain for the goof too a little what it means. The Nachum Bresel says a lashon. Tzorich rachem ma'oid al aguf. The neshama has to be rachem on the guf. But little law to give for the guf. Mikol hasagis from all the hasagis the neshama. It's a marriage. It's It's an isha, a neshama and a goy. The ish, the neshama has a responsibility to his wife, to his isha, like he's saying the ksuba, the ezen v'afranus lacha. I'll give you pranasa v'afranus lacha v'oikilach, and I'll give you everything that says in the ksuba is something that the neshama has to give to the goy. And the ezen lacha, I'll give you all my atonis. You'll have part. You'll also learn Torah together with me. You'll daven together with me. You'll keep Shabbos together with me. You, Guf, is going to be part of my spiritual experience. My Ruchnis to get tiny. You'll have part of all my Ruchnis to get tiny. But he's amazing. That's going to be the real Achdus. That the Guf and the Neshama are going to be like one. Whatever the Neshama knows, the Guf will know. Whatever the Guf and the Neshama will both work together. So you have to explain. It's a very, very, very important yisoid nechsilus. You have to explain for the goof all the sogas that neshama has. It's called like the pasuk says, "Bsorcha al tesala." Chsin detach bsorcha from your goof al tesala. Don't be misalim. Don't you know? I was called misalim in English. I don't know what words are. Neglect. Don't neglect your goof. The pasuk says afterwards, "Msorach al tisam oz yibokah kashachar oirach verichas to meir titzim." The shachar, the light of the neshama, is going to permeate the guf, go through the guf, and go through yibokah. It's going to make a bikiya, like a what's called a bikiya, bikiya and the guf, whatever, you don't understand. Bikiya and the guf, and verichas to meir titzim. It's going to be mamsha light. The guf is going to light along together with the neshama. That's the Indian of being masber for the gif, lifting up the gif. It should also have a certain understanding in everything that the neshama experiences. The gif, if you work it out right, if you're not, you know, there's certain people that you can't talk to them, you know. You can't, when you're going to start explaining for Puerto Rican, for Negro, for a low person, you're going to start explaining high ideas. You won't, it's not his language, you won't understand. A yid has a gif. It's kedusha is a goof. You have mila, which is mekadosh the goof. You have mitzvahs, which is kadosh. So the goof could have a certain, speak a certain language to the goof, which is very similar to the neshama. It's goof, but it's a very purified goof. It's a goof which is b'tahara. It's a purified goof. So the explanation of the sweetness of here would be like this: even a goof chitzoni. A goof, which is no connection with neshama, but he's a goof. He's not an animal. He's a goof of Adam. He's an Adam. He's a doctor. He's a philosopher. He's a person with seichel. Seichel agashim. Seichel ativi. Natural seichel. Everyone who's oisik and chacham, even chachams chitzonis, every type chacham, will have a great, great enjoyment of knowing the emes. Sogis Amos, if he's going to discover the truth, it's going to be by him a big time. That's a tab of the Gufta. Guf understands that. But we have to understand what's called Amos. Amos means, in Chazal, when the Rishonim say Al Derech Amos, like the Ramban says, Al Derech Amos. What does it mean? Whenever he speaks about Kabbalah, he says Al Derech Amos. Al Derech Amos. Nigla is not Amos. Why is it called Kabbalah Derech Amos? Nigla is also Amos. Of course, Nigla is Amos. But there's a lot of madrigas of Amos. There's Amos, there's Amos Lamita, there's a higher Amos. The world of Lomdus, you understand very good. It's in the Bamis, in all types of Chachma, you would understand. That you could say a Sfarim, a reason for something, you can explain something. But you feel it's not by the sherish. It's not. You didn't touch the roots. You have a deeper longus. Oh, that's closer. Until you have the word. You have the word. That's it. That's the explanation. That's exactly what it means. Other things, it's only a muscle for this. Is it? This is the word. And from this, you have now it's lamita shel Torah. So. Derech HaShoyrish means Derech Amos. The old explanation before were also Amos. Everything is Amos. But it's not the Shoyrish. It's not Mamish. You feel that it has to have a deeper explanation. So the shayrish is called the emes. Many people have a mistake. They always think that, say, no, I'm a ish emes. I'm a pashta person. I go with the emes. Go with the pshat, the pashta pshat. Instead, say a high explanation, an abstract explanation. I'm a pashta person. In a certain way, it's emes, because if you say the plain explanation, it's like you understand the explanation. You're toy for something more emesic if you say the plain explanation. Now, when you say abstract thing, maybe that's the emes, but I'm not toifus at Bamis. I'm not grasping about Derech Amis. The point, something that's close to me, I have a good feast of him. I understand. So I'm Ish Amis. I'm Ish Amis. That means that I don't fool myself. Whenever I toifus something, I have to be toifus it. I have to understand it of Derech Amis. I have to have a strong feast. But you can ask, you can tell him that you have a strong feast in what you toifus, but you're not toifus Damis. Your feast is Amis, but you're not toifus Damis. That's not Damis. The emes is something that you're not toifus so good, and that's the emes. So work until you'll be able to toifus more and more what's stuck in the real emes. Let's say if I would tell you that what's Shabbos? I'll ask you what's Shabbos. I'll tell you the Shabbos is going for Shoivis and Kol Melachta. It's a day of Menucha, and every person has to have Menucha, and on day of Menucha, I would say you can go further, the day of Menucha to the more higher parts of the person start working. Now when a person works, so seichel can't work at once with the toil of his hand, but he has menucha, and then everything rests, so the seichel starts working, the neshom starts working, and then you're a higher person, menucha. So explain Shabbos. This is Shabbos? Yeah, it's Shabbos. And the Rosh Kodesh didn't have to ask her lamatas halachas and all the halachas of Shabbos. And it doesn't explain many things. It doesn't explain, and many things are unexplainable with this. But it's a general explanation. Shaim said that it's an explanation of Pipshat. And why is it Kodesh? I'll ask you, why is it Kodesh? It's Kodesh, and it's a day of vacation. The seichel should work. If I would pick Monday, I would pick Tuesday. It would also be. I take a day off and I use my seichel. So Shabbos, it doesn't explain the kedusha of Shabbos. Now, I will tell you something else. Shabbos is gematria, so many havayas. I will say Shabbos is Shema D'Kidush Baruch Hu, it's the name of Hashem. And the name of Hashem is Shlum B'Kol Sitchin. And this, I will say a whole Kabbalah D'Kidrash on Shabbos. So you say, it's too high for me. I say, no. I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying gematria, he's saying Shemus. Okay, but that's the real reason of Shabbos. If you go up to the world of Shemus HaKadoshim, you know what means. You have to have a whole training for that, and a lot of limit for that. And you have to be a big over the Hashem, and you have to be a tar, and kaddish yourself, and you have to be on the madrega until you say what Shabbos. Shmot the kitchen really. I don't have expression. The name of Hashem. You don't see the name of Hashem. All citron, all sides is the name of Hashem. Shem Abaye. This is the Shem Abaye, and this tzirf, this Shem, a different tzirf, this tzirf, this tzirf, all the middos, and say so, yeah, it's Shabbos. That's the real explanation for Shabbos. That's the real reason. It could be even further, it's Ensoif, it's endless. But that's the real reason. You're in the right cheder. You're in the right cheder. That's the light of Shabbos. It's explanation is only the Neshama explains. Only the Neshama could know it. The Guf wouldn't be able to know it. But you could tell the Guf that coming closer to that Madrega means that you're more massive the Amis. You're more massive the Amis. You could bring this Indian of Emes to the Guf. In other words, the Guf could understand that being Masigu Emes is a tainik. Tell him, try on Shabbos to work on the Emes. On Shabbos, try to, you'll feel a big noyam, a big nesikas of Shabbos if you work on the Emes on Shabbos. Shabbos a yoyim or Emes, and it's going to bring you to a big tainik. So what did she do on Shabbos? No. Learn deeper Svarim, learn Svarim which explain things more vesherish than your Madrega. Have to be the Shema, the Kitchen Ruchi. But learn. Well, Pnimi Sikis Faram. And your Neshama is going to work, and the Neshama is going to understand it, and the Guf will grasp that Yiddishkeit is something which is very, very sublime, very deep, it's a big light, and the Guf will understand part of these subtle ideas that the Neiman HaMelech says. These sagas which Neiman HaMelech puts into words. Of how a tzaddik thinks, or the Sfas Emes. tells you the whole Ashkafa, how a chassid thinks, how a chassid has the whole Ashkafa of a chassid. Shabbos, you understand it much better, because Shabbos is the day of this Galus Uemes. And this Galus Uemes is a big tiny for Neshama. So he asked me, what's Yira? Yira is a big connection to Shabbos. Shabbos, Ibn Amar says Yira, you know, we're Shishi Sidra Mishnah for the 6 days of the week, and the 7 days, Yira Hashem Yitzara, that's the seventh, that's Shabbos. Shabbos, the Yira Hashem Yitzara. Aim is Shabbos Olam, the aim of Shabbos. So, work on that Amos, work on that Yirka, work on that Amos, and the Guf will understand it. The Guf will also have a tiny from it. In other words, the Guf will understand that there's a higher Amos that's really the Neshama, but I could also have part of it. I could have an aura of this aura of the Neshama. That's called the Noyam Yerusach, the Noyam of a Sogis Amos. The Noyam of a Sogis Amos is not only for the Neshama, the Guf also has to understand the Amos. It's like give a mashal, like understanding the emes lamitoy in niglas ator, the niglof ator, on knowing the emes and everything. Knowing the emes is a big tiny. You should know the shomadike emes is the real emes. That's the shirish of the emes. The emes, how it's explained in the world of the neshamas, is the shirish. So you understanding the shirish, understanding the emes is something. So work on your madrega to get closer to that. Get closer to that Amos, get even closer to that Amos. And you'll feel a big enjoyment, a big time. This is a little to explain what means the Noyam Yerasech, what means the Noyam of the year. There's a lot to talk about. It will be a little brief now, it's late. So, it's another Indian is that a person is really a great never, a great creation. This is a sight, you have to train yourself to think in these lines, and you have to train your Talmidim. Most people don't know the secret, how great a person is. What does it mean when the Torah says, B'tzalam elokim osra sa'odah? If we're so used to it that we don't grasp what it means, if the Torah wouldn't say it, if someone would come and say it, you say he's a bakayis. B'tzalam elokim, a man is God. A man is B'tzalam elokim osra sa'odah. He's a resemblance of Hashem. Notice he has a chelik of the Kaim Amal. He has a neshama which is a chelik of Hashem himself. Il Molei Kosef Amrei La Yachal. We would never understand it. So it says something here. It says the greatness of a person. In Chai Vadam Loim Bishvili Nevroim. A person is supposed to know his greatness. People many times have dreams. People are very prone to dreaming. I like to dream. Now I heard there's a big lottery today. People buy the lottery, it's a very high lottery. And why do they buy the lottery? Because they like to dream. It comes from people like to dream. They like to dream that they'll win the lottery. It's a plain dream, but people are dreamers. I think everyone dreams once upon his lifetime that he's going to be a Mashiach. He's going to be the greatest person that ever was, that ever will be. People like to dream. A lot of the dreams is on his greatness. He speaks. He likes to dream about his success, his greatness, so forth and so forth. It's not a dream which is meaningless. It's a message of the Neshama. The Neshama wants to send you a message that you are great person. Once it comes into the Guf, it becomes a dream. It becomes a chalom. It becomes a stupid dream. But really, at its roots, it's a message of the Neshama. You are very great. Why do you want to be so great? Why do you always dream that you're going to be great? Because you are great. You're much greater than your dreams are. You don't have to be a Mashiach. You don't know what Mashiach is, but you, Mashiach, is the greatest. A person does Ratzon Hashem. A person is a tzaddik and does the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like he is supposed to do. He's not Mashiach. He's greater than Mashiach. It's just, in other words, he's greater than you're a son of Mashiach. What you're a master of Mashiach, it's being a tzaddik and being doing Ratzon Hashem is much more than that. So you're very great. You're Mashiach. You're everything. The Neshama sends you a message that you're very, very good. So a person, really, even though his Guf wouldn't understand it so much, his Guf would also understand it, but the Neshama definitely understands it. But he hates to be another number. To make a person feel like a number, like meaningless, like, you know, just another person. It's a big tzar for Neshama. Why is there such a big mitzvah, Simchas Chasen V'Kalem? Many people could ask the kasha, what's the big mitzvah? The chasna is ba'atzvah, he's depressed, the chasna is depressed, the kala is depressed. Why do we need so many people to be shtativ in the simcha, to take part of the simcha, and the, you know, all the music and everything, and sameach? Why is it so? Why is it big mitzvah? You get married, you eat a suda or whatever, you eat a sabra, and you get married, and it's a chuppah, it's such a big simcha. Because the chasen of a person is a big, you know, it's a big landmark in his life, it's a big day in his life. A person is very important, a part of creation, it's very important. His chasen is a very important happening in the world. It should be important to all the people that know him. Everything in his whole surroundings, all his friends should consider this day as a big day for them too, because it's a big day for me. So if I'll go through that day, and nothing is big. It's another Wednesday. It's another Tuesday. So then I'm another number. My wedding is meaningless. My wedding doesn't mean too much. So in other words, I myself don't mean too much, and it's just, oh, I'm a great person. I'm a very good. When I have chasid, yom chasid also. Yom chasid also. Everybody, all my chaver have to become crazy. They have to become sugar. They have to make themselves all shtick. It's the biggest simcha. Yom chasid also. It's my chasid. Why you chasid daim al malach? The Baruch Hashem tells you, you're a malach. Now you're a malach. You're a big person. You have to mechabed the chasid like you mechabed the malach. They're playing bacher. Then Bach is getting married to a melech. Yeah, you're a melech. You're a melech. Because I mean, call you so a name, Allah. You have to know you're a melech. So, when a person is in the presence of a great person, and he has the awe, first he has the awe of this great person, and he's also in the heichel, in the palace of this great person, the melech, let's say, the great person. So he knows that everything that he does, everything that he says, means very much. He's now in the Heichel HaMelech. And when you're in the Heichel HaMelech, everything is very meaningful. Everything is, when you say a word, it could be Chayv Misa. Today, you know, the world is so cheap. Everything is so cheap. So a Melech is also very cheap. There's no Melech today. People became very cheap. People, there's no inin of highness, of respect, of the whole, everything has to do with respecting something, making something chashev is nothing. That's the whole way of life. Or something is. Chazal say you have to have covered for oichel. Yeah, baltashkes. You know how to throw oichel. You have to be mechabed oichel. Today, you know, go to chasen. Everything goes in the garbage. There's mass production. Everything is mass production. Things go in the garbage. Things go can get wasted. Nothing means. In the olden times, he made a baguette, went to a tailor, and he put all his kishra and all his yicholas into the baguette, and he did his old baguette. Today, you throw it away, you take a new one, take it away. It's mass production, because that's the whole way of the whole world, that everything is very cheap. So a person is also cheap. He's cheap by himself. Everything is cheap. Chasen is also a mass production. There's a big city, New York. Every day you have a different chasen. Come to the chasen. I can't be soiled. It's against my whole body. I have to do it. No. I'm a Rav, I have to go to Chasen. I like to go to Chasen when I'm there, but Chasen from beginning to the end. And Mamash take part of the Simcha. Once they know this Chin of Chasen, you know, Chasen is like a Simcha, it's a big Simcha, like the Kofus. It's like, go to Chasen and dance with the Chasen, you dance the Pasuk, you dance with Chasen. Next Chasen. It's cheap. The whole world is still cheap. Everything is so cheap. People go to one chasen, next chasen, this chasen, come, go. A person is very important. A person is very, very. So if you have a yira, you feel you're in the Heichel HaMelech. And everything that you do, everything that you say means something. You're a very meaningful person. If you would say something which is not exactly right, which is not the right expression, it means very much. I heard from one of my rabbis, the Amshina Rebbe, told me, you do the Ostrovtsi, the Ostrovtsi gone. The man in the Chachamim, the big gone, the big tzaddik. And his grandfather, the Amshina Rebbe, was also a big gone. It was called the Nefesh Chaim, the Sefer Nefesh Chaim. It was a big gone in Poland. Most Rabbanim in Poland were his Talmidim. It was a big gone. And the Ostrovtsi was still a young man, a young person, an Avrech. He was a Rav in a certain city. And it was a machlokes in the city. And the Nefesh Chayim, was from the older Gedolim, he came to the city to make shalom, to make order in the city. So he went to the Rav, the Ostrov too, was the Rav, Avrech, Ingraman, a young person. And he discussed with him all the problems of the city. So they discussed all the shuls of the city. This shul, that shul. So what shul of the city, the Ostrov Tzimensha said, he remarked that, in Yiddish, you would say the prosti. They said in Yiddish, the prosti yidden davende. The plain. It's more than plain. It's like prost, like prosti. It's called sort of plain people. And us and Nefesh Chaya remarked, why prost? What's this? Why do you call yidden prost? Yidden prost. So the Ossis said, the whole life I have charota. I can't be moichel myself that I said the word prost. On Yidden, I said the word prost. By someone else, it would be a passing remark. It wouldn't be remembered the next day. Also, all his years, he had charota, couldn't be moichel himself for saying the word prost. Whereas everything that he said meant something. Everything he said is meaningful. He's not a number. Everything that he says has a meaning. Everything that he says is poel b'shamayim. He's in the Heichel HaMelech. Everything is has to be exactly like it's supposed to be. So this gives the nefesh, even though I can't really explain it, but the nefesh feels a very good feeling about it, that he's not a number, he's meaningful. He's someone that is also lutin b'chashm. Someone is not also lutin b'chashm means that he's a very small creation. You're meaningless. We don't care what you do. Not even giving b'chashm means that you're not... It's just not negay. It's not different what you do. It could be a tzaddik, it could be a rosh, it's not negay. No. You're going to give them the chajm. All the malachim are going to stand, and the dozen shemals will stand, they're going to ask you on everything that you did. Why did you do that? What is the reason? So he's going to stand before best friend. Why did it? I didn't do it. Why do you say this? What I said. I say thousands of that. I say silly things. What did I say? I say today this, like this. I say tomorrow, like this. Someone was called a rav in Eretz Yisrael. He was called the Rav. He was such a great person. And his wife, the Rebbe, knew him very well. And sometimes he said something barabim. He said something which he shouldn't have said. And came a group of people, and they wanted to talk to him about it. And to ask him for explanation. Why did you say that? Rabbi said something barabim. He shouldn't have said. So he was sleeping then. And his Rebbe was there. So she asked him, why did he come? She said, because the Rav said... said a drasha yesterday, and we want to discuss about it. He feels it wasn't the right drasha. He said, right. So Rebbe said, what's the difference what he says? Yesterday he said like this, tomorrow he's going to say different things. The rough knows what he said. She knew very well that it's meaningless. So what he says doesn't mean too much. Okay, so he's going to stay in Bezal Shammai, and Bezal Shammai is going to ask, why did you say like that? What did you say that? What expresses something? I'm a meaningless creation. That's the biggest tzar from Hashem. There's no bigger tzar from Hashem. It's the child going to thousands Gehenna to get clean from that madrig to become something that means something. So that's the noyim of the yira that Hashem feels when it has yira shema. It feels shvisi Hashem na negdi samad. The Shvoyin Shem looks at me and he's mashgiach on me and he cares about me. And when I do something wrong, I'm a tired of Rebbeinu Shlomo. And I'm going to give it to Mechajim. And when I do something good, it's going to be Mesameach Rebbeinu Shlomo. Then that's the nature of a neshama, to feel very good about it. Because the neshama is very good. The neshama is a prince. If you tell a prince that he's meaningless, it's a big tar for him. Take off his crown. So that's the noyam yirasecha, that you work on it. And then you live in a world of Shivisi Hashem. Shivisi. The Claudius is the whole idea that you should live chai in neshama. Lift yourself up and teach the goof, that the goof should know that it's only a keli got married to a neshama. And the neshama is going to lift up the goof and it's going to make it also for neshama. And then this is going to be the right madrega, that's the noyam of yira that I want to explain. Shabbat shall be yira Hashem, have Hashem, Yisrof Hashem, Masa.